Imagine Kodak, who invented the digital camera in 1975 but couldn't adapt as digital photography transformed their market. Or Nokia, whose executives couldn't fathom a world where smartphones would obliterate their dominance. These weren't failures of technology or talent, they were failures of management. In The Future of Management, Gary Hamel delivers a wake-up call that has influenced thinking at companies like Microsoft, Google, and Amazon. While our technological and social landscapes have transformed dramatically, our management practices remain largely unchanged since the early 20th century. The machinery of modern management effectively gets humans to conform to standards, but squanders prodigious quantities of imagination and initiative. It brings discipline to operations, but imperils adaptability. The question is no longer whether we need to reinvent management, but how quickly we can do it. When we examine history's most consistently successful companies, one factor stands out above all others: management innovation. Companies that fundamentally reimagined how management work gets done created lasting competitive advantages that competitors struggled to decode and replicate. Consider GE's Industrial Research Laboratory in the early 1900s, which produced a minor invention every 10 days and a major breakthrough every 6 months. Or Toyota's Thinking People System, which generated over 540,000 improvement ideas from Japanese employees in a single year. These innovations yielded sustainable advantage because they were based on novel principles that challenged orthodoxy, were systemic across multiple processes, or formed part of an ongoing program where progress compounded over time. While operational innovations diffuse rapidly and product innovations face quick knockoffs, management innovations remain the most defensible source of competitive advantage. They're simply harder to reverse engineer than a product or strategy. Today's organizations face three unprecedented challenges critical to their survival: accelerating strategic renewal by adapting ahead of the curve rather than restructuring after decline, making innovation everyone's daily responsibility rather than confining it to R&D, and creating genuinely engaging work environments that inspire employees' full creative potential. These challenges represent for modern organizations what efficiency, scale, and control were to early 20th century businesses. Yet most companies remain trapped by creative apartheid, the belief that creativity is narrowly distributed, outdated mental models, and elimination of experimental slack time. Though we are naturally adaptable and creative beings, most work for companies that aren't. In today's creative economy, the highest value comes from passion, 35%, creativity, 25%, and initiative, 20%, precisely the capabilities traditional management systems were designed to suppress, not nurture. Whole Foods revolutionized supermarkets by balancing seemingly contradictory values: democracy with discipline, trust with accountability, and community with competition. Teams, not stores, form the basic organizational unit with unusual autonomy in retailing. New associates must win a two-thirds majority vote from team members after a trial period. Teams control pricing, ordering, staffing, and in-store promotion independently. This decentralization balances with accountability. Profit per labor hour is calculated for each team every 4 weeks, with bonuses for top performers. The company practices radical transparency, with all associates able to access compensation data. What unites Whole Foods' 30,000-plus associates is a common cause: reversing food supply industrialization and providing better nutrition. W.L. Gore has maintained a radical management experiment for 5 decades. Despite $2.1 billion in annual sales and 8,000 employees across 45 plants worldwide, Gore operates like a startup while producing consistent profits. Though Gore has a CEO and 4 divisions, it remains remarkably flat. No management layers, no organizational chart, few titles, and no bosses. Bill Gore designed the company as a lattice rather than a hierarchical ladder. The term boss is effectively banned. Instead, about 10% of associates become leaders when peers recognize them as such. new hires receive a sponsor who helps them navigate the organization. Gore fuels innovation through Dabble Time, a weekly half-day for personal initiatives. Most breakthroughs, including Gore-Tex, began as Dabble Time projects. Associates negotiate responsibilities with peers rather than receiving assignments, creating a culture where tasks must be accepted, not assigned. Google has developed a brink of chaos management approach that mirrors Silicon Valley's innovation ecosystem. The company operates with minimal hierarchy, dense lateral communication, substantial rewards for breakthroughs, and a user-first credo. Their 70-20-10 formula allocates resources across core business 70%, core extensions 20%, and fringe ideas 10%. Structured like the internet itself, democratic, connected, and flat, Google's product development managers typically oversee 50-plus direct reports, with control being more peer-to-peer than top-down. Half of Google's employees work in small teams averaging 3 engineers, with rotating leadership based on project needs. The 20% time policy gives engineers freedom to pursue non-core initiatives, resulting in over half of new product launches originating from these projects. Google embraces evolutionary adaptation through relentless experimentation rather than grand plans, applying their just try it philosophy even to ambitious projects like digitizing the world's libraries. To begin management innovation in conventional companies, uncover and challenge long-standing orthodoxies. We're often unaware of our axiomatic beliefs. Like Barry Marshall and Robin Warren, who challenged medical orthodoxy about ulcers despite resistance, management innovators must adopt an outsider's perspective. Gather colleagues to identify common management assumptions and scrutinize them rigorously. Persistent questioning reveals fundamental truths about where power truly resides in your organization. When challenging entrenched beliefs, consider whose interests they serve. The belief that employee freedom threatens discipline typically benefits managers themselves. The 21st century demands new management principles drawn from naturally adaptive systems. Biological life, with its emphasis on variety and selection, markets, efficient resource allocation, and democracies, where power flows upward and accountability downward. The future of management is visible in the web social revolution, humanity's most adaptable, innovative, and engaging creation. Whole Foods demonstrates that principles matter. Existing management beliefs may be our greatest obstacle to innovation, and inspired management innovation can resolve seemingly intractable trade-offs. For the first time since the industrial age began, building a company fit for the future means building one fit for human beings. Management innovation isn't limited to executives. Even small experiments can transform organizations. When Jeff Severts at Best Buy tested whether large groups of informed individuals might outperform experts at forecasting, his $50 experiment proved the wisdom of crowds could predict gift card sales with remarkable accuracy. To create sustainable management innovation, organizations must encourage employees to hack management processes, create forums for suggesting alternatives to the status quo, and hold process owners accountable for breakthrough innovation. The goal isn't just improving efficiency, but building organizations that elicit and honor human initiative, creativity, and passion, essential ingredients for business success in this new millennium. The question isn't whether management will be reinvented, but whether your organization will pioneer the new rules or struggle to adapt to them. In today's creative economy, the highest value comes from passion, creativity, and initiative, precisely the capabilities traditional management systems were designed to suppress. Management innovation remains the most defensible competitive advantage and the key to building organizations that are truly fit for both the future and the humans who power them.